Hey, everybody, this is Kyler Bingham with Salt Lake Dirt and KPCR 92.9 FM. We are continuing our coverage of South by Southwest, which is coming up very soon here in early March. And we are here to talk about a really interesting film that just popped up onto my radar, and I'm super excited to see it. It's called Switch Up, and we have one of the actors and executive producers with us. Sal Velez Jr. is joining us. He's also in the Netflix show Black Summer. And then we have Larry Krask, who is also an executive producer, and he plays a small role. He owns a restaurant. We're going to get into all that. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just jump into the film. I'm interested in the fact that you both are executive producers. So let's talk about how you kind of got involved in this film, what the film is about, what kind of made you become interested in supporting it, becoming executive producers like this.
All right. Well, if you don't mind me starting, Sal, Sal is a good friend of mine, and I was in the business for a while before I bought my restaurant. And he's like, "Hey, if anything comes up, you know, would you be interested?" And I was like, "Well, you know, hell yeah. I mean, I just want to keep it going." And so he gives me a call one day, and he's like, "Hey, Larry, I got this gig," and boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, "All right," talked to Tara and kind of made a great friendship there. And then one thing led to another. And here I am in Brownsville, Texas, you know, being a part of this major film that was a lot of fun to make. It was a good time, you know, so a lot of great people, cast and crew. It felt very comfortable, you know, going down there and meeting everybody for the first time and just having fun, you know. And I thank Sal for that, for bringing me in and you know, investing in it. And what I like is the diversity of the whole cast and crew that was there. You know, it was kind of a, for lack of a better word, modge podge of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of like everybody's represented here, and it was kind of a nice little gig, and just meeting everybody. It was a good time. It really was. I really had a lot of fun.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. And then Sal, how did you initially become involved with the project?
Well, first I wanted to apologize to Larry for bringing him into this one. No.
no apologies necessary. Yeah. Right.
So. You know, backing off of Larry's story, you know, Larry and I met before we even started Switch Up. We're like 4 or 5 years friends because we had met. We're fellow Chicagoans, and I was a working actor in L.A. You know, mainly acting, but every once in a while I would dabble into some production, and I'm always getting offered scripts and different things, and if I want to produce and. I you know, I say no to a lot of projects, that's to be honest. But, you know, as Larry and I we got to know one another at the restaurant, which is excellent food if you're in LA. You know, we kind of like just said, all right, well, if the right project comes up, you know, Larry, I'm going to show it to you. If you like it, let's go into it. You know, let's give it a try. And, you know, we kind of had, I think at the time we had like 3 or 4 different projects that we might have said yes to. But Switch Up ended up being a project that was on the table that was kind of ready to shoot. And then also, you know, it had all the ingredients of a good story. It was, you know, a romantic comedy, had a beautiful sensitivity storyline that was built, you know, dealing with the homeless and the less fortunate. And it was, you know, very... cultural. It was another film to be shot in Texas. It had all these right ingredients because we know, like shooting in LA, you know, either you're doing it in the nighttime so no one knows, or you're doing it on a major budget because you have to get outside of LA if you want to really get a really good project done. And this being a feature film, we're just like, okay, you know what? Let's go for it. We got the scripts. Larry liked it. I liked it. We discussed how we would, what parts we would take on with it. And then also as we went through, you know, we kind of try to silently like oversee the film in a way, because a lot of films, you know, that you're part of, you want to not only do you want to see it finish from beginning to end, but you also want the morale, and you want everybody's spirits up, and you know, and Larry came in significantly at times just to make sure the film was like still holding up its motivation and inspiration, because we shot this during the pandemic period, which was really hard to figure out budget wise and keep everybody's spirits up. So that's how we took the film on, and I'm very glad, very honored to be part of it.
I'm excited. Yeah, so it's premiering at South by Southwest, and that's coming up next weekend. And then what I think is so cool is that you shot it in Texas, and then you're at like the best film festival in Texas. So talk to me about
I'm there for the barbecue.
Yeah, definitely.
And a whiskey.
but yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of the best out there. I don't know if you guys have been there before. I've never been in person. I'm curious about just what you're looking forward to most about getting all together and having this these screenings there. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, it is going to be incredible, and I can't wait to see everybody again. You know, it's been some time that we haven't seen each other. We've talked, but you know, to reconvene at this big festival down in Texas. Now, I've been to Texas a few times, driven through it many, but love the food, to be honest. You know, it's like, give me that big steak. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to as well, is going out and having a big steak. But I'm looking forward to just getting back with everybody and just reconnecting with everyone. And just, you know, we had such a good time on the set that I miss some of these people. And you keep in contact with Facebook or text here and there, but you know, it's not like being there, you know, being in person and sharing and everything that you did, all that hard work and the dedication that you put into it and everybody put into it, and just seeing the final product of what you all did together as a team. And that's what I'm kind of looking forward to too.
Great.
Yeah. The same here. You know, any festival that would have us is good for us, obviously. Right. But you know, Texas is a special place. I mean, I've lived there before. I've shot three different movies there. I've shot a little bit of TV stuff there, and it's just a special place in America in itself. You know, it's just, I consider it like a whole nother country.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because if you ain't been to Texas, then you don't know Texas, you know? And it's not only the climate, the people, the culture, everything is just completely, it's like if you went back in time, you know, but still very advanced. The hospitality is amazing. And you know, it's a self-sufficient state that provides a lot of good stuff, you know? So I know it's South by Southwest. I mean, I've been to Sundance, I've been to a lot of the LA festivals, and this is the first time that I'll go to the Southwest by in Austin. I'm looking forward to it. You know, like Larry said, a lot of great people out there that, especially in this crew, in this cast, you know, that we want to revisit. But you know, just meeting some new faces and, you know, and just shooting the shit and telling stories.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. And let's talk about the roles that you play in these films. So I want to talk about, Sal's got a meatier one, but I want to, let's talk about both of the parts that you play in the film.
Well, mine will be quick and easy.
No, wait, before he starts, he has the most intricate part of the movie.
There you go.
There's no small parts, just small actors. No. It was fun. I play an FBI agent, McIntyre, and I come in. I basically arrest Christian and start the whole ball rolling to his demise in the film, in my opinion. And I had a lot of fun coming in and I get to play a cop a lot because of my looks. And, you know, I just come in gangbusters as an FBI agent, you know, and throw my weight around. It was actually kind of cool. And Tara, I think, had a little discussion with Christian to throw me a curveball here and there during the scene. And, you know, I being an improv person from the Second City, and I just handled it and had a great time with it. And it was fun just kind of go off book a little bit and just throw your own personality in there, your own words, going off script, if you will. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then just coming in, breaching the place, you know, throwing my commands out. It just, it felt good. You know, it felt like, okay, I'm going for it. You know, yeah. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
I love it.
So that's it in a nutshell. I don't know what else there is to tell you about it. Like I said, you know, it was no small parts of small action, but it was a lot
I'm
of
in.
Fun.
I'm
really
in.
Was good.
So, but Larry's being modest about it, because the truth is that, you know, Larry has, and we knew this from the beginning going into it, that his schedule was so busy with running the business, the restaurant, living in LA and all the things going on. It's kind of hard to, you know, to jump into a movie or a project and commit like a long period of time. So it was like finding the right role that he can actually get in, make a dent, and then get back, you know what I mean? So it worked out really well. You know, mine was, I play the character of Ty, and Ty is this, you know, he's the brother of Juliet. Juliet is the main, our lead actress. And together, my sister and I, we run this shelter, a shelter for the homeless. And, you know, the character that I'm playing, he really lives and breathes the shelter. He lives there. He eats there. He, you know, basically everybody that walks in through the door, he treats them like family. And he's there to take a very, very serious problem that we're dealing with in the world and ease the tension, just make it livable in his comedic and I guess, you know, vulnerable way, because he has to play that character very vulnerable, because, you know, when, you know, in reality, you know, when you're dealing with people who are just trying to survive to get a meal or trying to keep their family together, and you see a mother and a daughter who are broken from homes, and then you see foster kids, you really have to have a real thin line for your vulnerability. You can't be choosy on how you're going to wear your emotions. So the character, he basically walked the line with them. And in the movie, I mean, I thought, you know, everybody played an amazing, amazing role. I thought, you know, Jeff A, he came in there, he did an amazing part in the role. Jeff A, he's a legend for me. And Christian did amazing in his role. You know, he really sold that character. Juliet is just amazing. I can't wait for people to see her. She's just beautiful on and off screen. So, you know, I mean, I think I shot the movie probably because of COVID, because it wasn't supposed to be this way, but I ended up being almost 3 months in Brownsville. Mm. It was supposed to be four weeks, I believe, but then that bled into 3 months because of the pandemic. And it was funny because the whole time, you know, Larry and I were like, okay, I'll see you when you get here, and I'll see you when you get here. And then we literally fly. I was flying out when he was flying in, you know, and then we would get to LA. It was like, okay. And then he'd come back and I was going somewhere else. And it was like, all right, I'll see you. And it happens that way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's out and in and out. And it was, it was fun. I think we had a day together on the set. I think we crossed over once where we had a day. We were like, hey, Sal, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I love it. So you're both from Chicago.
Yes.
And so you, Larry, you were in Second City. Sal, you as well, or did you come up a different way?
No, I was a singer musician in Chicago growing up. I'm of Puerto Rican descent, and all my family, we're all musicians. So I got discovered in around 2000. I was already 28 years old, grown man, machinist, working. I was a father, I had all the responsibilities. And then I got invited to audition for Second City, and I ended up winning a scholarship.
Hmm.
That was in 2000, right? As Chris Farley and Rachel Dratch and all of them were leaving, I came in, And the rest is history. Once I started doing improv, that set my career for the rest of my life. And so I've been performing, you know, professionally since 2000.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. And then Larry, you too. So you, were you around the same era like as that? Did you?
No, I was, I owned a bar in Chicago, and it, mine, I needed, you know, running a bar.
You know, you put that sneak away. Down, snake, down. Yeah.
It's not, no, it's very stressful. So I was like, okay, you know what? I wanted to just get some stress relief. And so I started taking classes at Second City, and then I enjoyed it. And it was kind of a release for me, you know, didn't really know that I wanted to perform. It's just something that it was like, I did children's theater. And so one of the big things was I played DK, this evil villain, and I came out of a big 6-foot mouth on stage. And what happened is that the director goes out and talks to the kids and says, okay, when you see DK, you boo him. But when you see the tooth, you cheer for her. So I come out and I'm being booed. And I was like, wow, that's kind of exhilarating. You know, I got all these little like first and second graders just booing me, you know, because they were told to. So it kind of gave me that. So I kind of got the bug late. I just enjoyed just performing, just getting up and just doing stuff. And then came out to LA, and I learned both a little bit in front and behind the camera as well. So I did a lot of first AD work for a company called the Make a Film Foundation. We make films for critically ill children. I've done 4 of them. Unfortunately, 3 of the kids have passed, but it was such a great learning experience, and to meet all these wonderful people donating their time and their talents and their names to help these kids that, quite honestly, are not going to make it. And everybody just jumps in, you know, feet first, let's go, let's get this thing done for the kid, you know? So I really enjoy the whole process. So yeah, me and Sal never crossed paths at Second City, but you know, that's my kind of life turned out to be.
I love that. No, because it's like everyone's story, everyone's origin story, if you will, is so different. And it's really fascinating to see how, you know, we take our different paths and then how we line up. It's really cool. Yeah. Now I did want to, so unfortunately Black Summer is not coming back. I found out recently. That sucks. But if you're, maybe I'm opening a can of worms here, but I'd love to hear about your experience on the show, Sal.
Sure. I can't even remember. I was in Chicago actually when I got the call that they finally gave me the part, right? You know, I said, okay, great, let's do it. And I can't remember, I was shooting something and catching a flight, and then in between, my wife was like, she's like, oh, they're calling you nonstop. And I'm like, we'll talk to them later after we land, you know. And she was like, no, take the call. And I took the call in a terminal. And I was like, yeah. And then so then it was my manager, my agent, and they were like, hey, Sal, you got the part. Get ready to go to Canada, blah, blah, blah. You're going to be up there for a long time. And I was like, all right, fine. So then I get on the plane, had to fly back to L.A., you know, get my acting suitcase that I always have, you know, to never unpack it, and then take off to Canada. And when I got there, you know, we shot most of it in the Calgary, Alberta area. It was just an amazing time. We shot that for, I think about 4 months I was up there. And it was a rigorous shoot. It was Monday through Friday. You know, for my character, it was, you know, every day of the week. And the days were 12, 14 hours, because that was just a really, really, you know, zombie apocalypse world, you know.
Yeah.
And I literally lived it, because I'm, you know, not that I'm a method actor, but, you know, when I'm immersed in that kind of story, you know, I would be on set and it'd be like, I would be like, refuse to take any winter coats when it was cold outside, or I would, you know, we're in Calgary, they're like, you know, the assistant's always trying to give you a coat. I'm like, get out of here with that goddamn coat, you know? And then when it was peaking in the summer, cause we got to be there, we were there so long, we experienced both climates, but in the summer it was like over 100 degrees, and people were sweating, and they would come and bring me this, like those little ice packs that go around your neck to cool down. And they'd be like, here you go, Mr. Velez. And I'm like, get the hell out of here with that. Oh, man. And I just told everybody, I said, just let this guy, I just want to live in this world. You know, I just want to live in this world. I want to live with this pain. And I just want to deal with this shit. And then when we go home, when they call cut, I'll make you laugh later on. But in the meantime, I was really living that character. And here's a funny story I could tell you. Well, it was just a pleasure shooting Jamie King. All just beautiful cast. But this is a funny story of my director, John Himes, such a giving director. They had him and our other producers had worked on the Z Nation series. Mm-hmm. And so Black Summer really was a prequel to Z Nation. So they had already been stirring the pot for the story. But anyways, we're in the middle of, I can't remember if we're shooting episode 7 or 8. And here we are. And I'm like doused in blood. And I have like a whole army of zombies chasing me. And then John comes in and he goes, Sal, you're gonna run up the stairs. And because I had a busted, broken ankle, you have to limp. So I got to limp up the stairs. You're gonna shoot all these zombies. You're gonna turn around and then you're gonna crash into this barricade and you're gonna land there. And that's where we're going to call cut on that. Right. So I said, okay, great, fine. Let's do this. So here I come, action, you know, it's chaos. You're talking about like 100 freaking extras, you know, and zombies and fucking planes and all this shit going on. And the cast is screaming their asses off and I'm running full speed. And I dive into this barricade. But it was the wrong barricade. It was a real concrete barricade, not the foam one. And I banged my shoulder so hard, and then all you hear of John is go cut, and he goes, damn it, Sal! I told you to land on the other barricade, and then I said. God damn it, no, you didn't. My fucking shoulder's killing me. You saw me this barricaded. And we start while I'm laying on the floor and he's calling for he's behind the monitors, and we're having this huge argument with like 300 people on set, and I'm like, fuck myself up on that one. And he goes, well, god damn it. And so then I get up, I limp back. I'm like, we gotta do it again. And I said, is it this one? He's like, yeah. I was like, make sure I'm not going to. Oh, man, it's hilarious. But John is so amazing. So we laughed so hard about that. Oh, it was so funny. But that was what it was like on Black Summer. It's just a chaotic, crazy, just like what you see on camera is exactly what it was like filming it.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me love it more. That's so cool. well, I don't even know where to go from there. That's wow. Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it now. So, okay.
Well, here's the thing. After seeing that kind of chaotic performance, which, you know, we were used to, like, before that, we were used to like the Walking Dead and these other series where the zombie comes at you like 1 mile an hour, right?
Yeah.
We weren't used to seeing this high speed superhero type stuff. And so then Stephen King ends up writing like this article saying, I love this series. And when he did that, he tweeted that. Then that's when it became like this international giant. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's Stephen King. But also what he was saying was like was really what we're experiencing. Just this chaotic, what a real a zombie apocalyptic world would be like.
Terrifying. I mean, yes. I was, yeah, terrifying. on a lighter note, let's go back to food. We keep, and I want to talk about the restaurant I want to make sure people are aware of Larry's restaurant. Tell us the name. Tell us about it. Tell us like where it's at, and how you got this one running.
Well, the name of the restaurant is the 49er Saloon, and it's located in Acton, California. We get people from all over. We actually did a show in the UK called Harry Bikers. That was a food show. They came down, and that kind of made us a little bit more international. We have the PCT Hikers, which is the Pacific Crest Trail. They come through because they hike from Mexico to Canada. So we're one of their stops. The food is a scratch kitchen. We're a scratch kitchen. So everything's basically made from scratch. I have one freezer, and that pretty much houses my fries, my vegan stuff, and some other little odds and ends. But I really enjoy just making the food and making people happy with that. How it came about, moved out to LA and basically, was trying the acting thing. And finally I was like, you know what, maybe I should just go back into the restaurant business. And so I started doing that and looking for a restaurant. It took about 2.5 years to look for a place, found this one and, fell in love with it, basically the rest is history. And then what I didn't realize is the amount of people that were up here that were kind of in the industry, where that's where I met Sal, and that's where everything kind of culminated from there. And it's like, wow, I mean, we get a lot of people that come in from all walks of life, but a lot of production people, a lot of, musical people, just kind of everybody. And then the word just spread. And so here I am now, coming up on my 7th year anniversary of being here. And, not to say that we didn't have our struggles. My wife has had bouts with cancer and strokes. I don't know if you read SF Gate. They did an article. I had 2 heart attacks while I was here. I was working and didn't even realize it. I thought it was indigestion. So I worked through 2 heart attacks while I was working. Then finally went to the doctor and he's like, nope, you're going to surgery now. So 3 stents later, here I am back again, serving people and having a good time.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely, I go down to Southern California a couple of times a year. So I'm definitely coming up to it next time I'm down there. It sounds like a great place.
People don't know about Acton is it's about 25 miles north of Burbank.
Yeah,
I would say, but it's on the other side, the highest part of the mountain. So a lot of people don't go up that mountain and they don't realize, but because of that, the town of Acton is just filled with all kinds of crew and filmmakers, producers, directors, stuntmen, projectionists, even. And I found that town, I can't even remember, I think in 2009, because one of my projectionists from Sony invited me up there to see how beautiful it was. And I ended up buying land up there. Mm. And, but going to Larry's restaurant, I never would go in there. I tried it one time, because it was a supposed steakhouse, and I didn't like it at all. I said, no, thank you. But it wasn't until Larry bought the restaurant. That was the old owner. And then I started seeing the environment and the food and everything, the quality of everything just changing overnight. And that's why I was like, I got to meet the owner, because that's where I was proud to come into a local town establishment. And when I met Larry, him being a Chicago guy and I and myself, we just from that just opened up the whole thing. That was the downfall. No.
Getting at the end, my friend.
Wow. This has been great. Any social media accounts or things you want to mention? People can follow you guys, follow the restaurant, follow films, whatever, anything you want to share. I'll make sure I have links to all this so people can easily access it.
Basically, I'm just on Instagram, Larry Crass. That's it. Real simple. I'm kind of a simple guy. Don't ask for much. Don't want much. just want everybody to be happy. And then the restaurant is 49er Saloon. And you can see that look it up at 49er Saloon on the website. We have our own website. We, again, serve not only good food, but we also have vegan food to satisfy those people as well. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. Scratch Great. Kitchen. Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me plug up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I do not own a restaurant. I do not. I'm simple. Sal Velez Jr. On Instagram. That's the only platform I actually will keep up with these days. And I don't even keep up with that one because social media is just a world that I just haven't found myself to be all that comfortable in, but I know it's part of the world, right? So that's where people want to follow the work I do. I usually will post the project that I'm working on or the project that I just finished on there. And I try and use it to promote all the other artists around me instead of myself. That's to be honest. I feel like I get enough attention just being on TV and film alone. I'm happy with that. But you know, I will say that, you know, if people get a chance to watch Switch Up, we get a chance to come out to see a movie, I think they're going to get a breath of fresh air, you know, some good comedy, some good satire on, you know, from going from the top of the echelon to the very bottom. And also they'll get an experience to see a bicultural movie that has a lot of heritage in it. I think it'll be okay.
I think it's more than okay. This was a blast, you guys. You're welcome to come back anytime. I really enjoyed talking to you. Everybody, the film is Switch Up, and then all the other stuff we mentioned as well. The 49ers Saloon. Check out Black Summer on Netflix if you haven't already. Sal, Larry, enjoy South by Southwest. I'm happy for you. I think it's going to be a blast. I wish I could be down there. So enjoy the food, enjoy the barbecue. And like I said, you're always welcome back. It was great talking to you.